Welcome to our service for the great feast day of Pentecost. We begin with perhaps the best loved of all Pentecost hymns. Come down, O love divine, seek thou this soul of mine, visit it with thine own ardour glowing, a prayer that God would relight in our hearts the fire of his spirit. Come down, O love divine.
First reading is from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed," and no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. For the writers of ancient times, the men who wrote our Bibles, breath was an inexplicable miracle. Above all, it was the first breath of every living creature, and especially every mammal, which was a miracle. Whether human or animal, here was a creature which had been formed within the womb of its mother, an environment where it clearly did not and could not breathe. But as soon as it came out into the world, if it was healthy, it would take that first miraculous breath of air, and thereafter it would never stop breathing until the day it died. But how could it be formed to breathe in the womb, an environment where any attempt at breathing would have killed it? Even today, when science has given us some answers to the mechanics of how this happens, it remains an extraordinary and wonderful thing to see a baby's first gasp for air, and to know that it is the first of millions of such breaths that it will take within its human lifetime. The words for breath and spirit are nearly but not quite interchangeable in our Bibles. The Spirit of God, or the Holy Spirit, is somehow God's very breath. He breathes life into everything that lives, and there is no very hard and fast distinction between the breath which he breathes into every living thing and the special breath which is his Holy Spirit. It is just that somehow, in the person and work of the Holy Spirit, the essence of God, the life of God, is more intensely expressed and more richly given. Perhaps the Holy Spirit is a bit like the oxygen-enriched air which is sometimes used in diving or in some industrial processes. The Holy Spirit is breath, Jim, but not as we know it. We celebrate the day of Pentecost as the birthday of the Christian Church, the day on which the Holy Spirit came upon the Apostolic Fellowship and the Church drew its first breath. In the 50 days since Passover, it had not been clear what manner of organization the followers of Jesus would become after the life, death, and resurrection of their Lord. While he was with them, they had been a fairly recognizable phenomenon within the Judaism of their day, the traveling rabbi with his small band of followers moving from place to place, relying on the hospitality and charity of the people to whom he ministered. The other such group we know of from our Bibles, of course, is John the Baptist. John had disciples just as Jesus did, who traveled round with him in a similar way. Indeed, it seems very possible that some of Jesus' first disciples may previously have been disciples of John. They certainly never forgot him. At any rate, the travelling band of teacher and disciples was not in itself culturally unusual. But the group might now have died out, or it might have continued in a similar vein to their time with Jesus, travelling round the Jewish homeland, Judea, Galilee, perhaps Samaria, as Jesus had, trying to pass on his teaching. The day of Pentecost shows us that the Holy Spirit had other ideas. The danger with oxygen-enriched air is that it catches fire. The church did not just take its first breath on the day of Pentecost, it caught fire. I often think that all the images of the Holy Spirit have this in common, that they can either be small and still, quiet and peaceful, or immense and raging, stormy and powerful. The Holy Spirit is, for example, the water that Jesus gives, but it can be the small drop of a still, quiet refreshment or a raging torrent. The wind of the Spirit can be a gentle breeze or a roaring hurricane. The fire of the Spirit may be the quiet glimmer of a candle flame in the darkness, or a consuming inferno which devours everything in its path. The list of nations on the day of Pentecost, and the fact that so many of them somehow understand the Apostles' message, is the clue to what kind of fire has been lit in the world with the birth of the Christian Church. How is it that we hear, each of us in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, We hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. This will no longer be a movement which the narrow borders of Palestine can contain. It will be like a forest fire, driven across the world by the raging storm of the wind of the Spirit. Some of the men and women on whom the tongues of fire rest that day will themselves be consumed by it. But the fire they carry cannot be extinguished with them, and the fire is burning still across the world. We may feel, in what is sometimes called the post-Christian West, that we are living with just the glowing embers of its former power. But in other places in the world, it still burns with a fiery brightness. We pray, as we celebrate again this day of Pentecost, the birthday of our fellowship, that God would blow with his Spirit upon the glowing embers of our churches and fan our faith again into a flame. We pray that in John Wesley's words, we would once more find our hearts strangely warmed by the fire of his grace, and that by his grace, just as a flame is passed from beacon to beacon, we might be inspired to pass the flame from person to person, heart to heart. We pray once again the ancient prayer. Come, Holy Ghost, our souls inspire and lighten with celestial fire. Amen. Time now for our prayers. We begin with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. En tad, yr hynnoet yn y nefoedd, sancteiddiad y enw, deled y defnas, gwneled y wychlys, megis yn y nef, fechlu ar y ddear hefyd. Dyna ni heddiw ein bara benyddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion, fel y maddau o ninnau ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni y brofedigaeth, eitha gwared ni rhag drwg, canu sydd o ti o'r defnas a'r gallu a'r gogoniant, yn oes oesoedd. Amen. Our intercessions today are led by Helen.
Mighty God, as we gather together in hope and in faith, we ask you to minister to our needs. Send the Holy Spirit to fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love. Diolchwn i ti o Dduw am roi i dy apostolion y gallu i fynd â dy neges o gariad allan i'r byd. Helpa ni i geisio deall pob hil a chred fel y gallwn ni fyw ynghyd mewn heddwch a chytgord. Gweddiwn dros ein hesgob Joanna, fel y bydd hi'n dod o hyd i ollyngdod o'i salwch. Dros Aileen ein harch ddeacon, John ein deon ardal leol, dros Matthew, Judith, a phawb sydd yn cyfrannu tuag at fywyd y eglwysi. Arglwydd, yn dy drigaredd, gwrando ein gweddi. We pray for our leaders, both locally and nationally. Give them the gift of wisdom and of discernment. Help them, Lord, to see clearly what is right and to advocate for what is just, even when it is not the easy option. We pray that the Holy Spirit of peace may unite and reconcile the peoples and nations of the earth, bringing an end to war, hatred, and discrimination. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, we pray for your world and its peoples with all their needs, questions, and longings. So often we struggle to understand the reasons behind acts of war and terrorism. And yet we know that in the midst of such events, your love is shown in the acts of bravery, selflessness, and compassion which follow. We pray for all who suffer in such dreadful circumstances, and for those who are tasked with rescue, providing medical and community support, and eventually the long task of rebuilding these communities. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Diolchwn i ti Arglwydd am ein doniau a phalentau unigryw. Helpwch ni i'w defnyddio er lles eraill. Gweddion dros rheini sydd yn gweithio'n wirfoddol yn ein cymunedau lleol, yn y banciau bwyd, y siopau elusennau, y gwasanaeth tân, gwylwyr y glannau, a'r arenelau. Rydym yn ddiolchgar ei bod yn barod i roi eu hamser i helpu eu cyd-ddyn. Arglwydd, yn dy drigaredd, gwrando ein gweddi. Loving God, we pray for all those who are sick. Guide them and strengthen them through their illness. We pray also for those who care for the sick, those engaged in the caring professions, and for family members who look after loved ones, and especially for children who care for parents. And in a moment's quiet, we remember in our hearts those precious to us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, we pray for all those who have died or whose anniversaries fall at this time. Give them a place at your banquet in heaven. May the Holy Spirit, who purifies us of sin and raises the dead, bring all our departed loved ones into the fullness of your presence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Everlasting God, on this day of Pentecost, we rejoice in the wonderful gift of your Spirit. Send him again into our hearts, into our lives, and into our world. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Give me joy in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Keep me praising till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me love in my heart, keep me serving. Give me love in my heart, I pray. Give me love in my heart, keep me serving. Keep me serving till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
May the love of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you, this day and always. Amen.